Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Well, here we go again. La ba ba boo, Ralphie boy.
Let me put
what happened to my music?
I was waiting for you to start. I pressed it, but it didn't start. Here it is. There it is. Ooh, that's loud, isn't it?
Oh, it's really. Inside Frolic, starring Jimmy Gannigan, Gabriel, Lauren Hardy, Laurel.
Hey, look here,
Red Fox. By me.
You forgot one person. Who you forgot?
Well, maybe he won't be on the show.
Well, he probably will be. But if he isn't, I'll just take it off. But if he is, Rivera Jr., okay? And awesome conga drum.
Continue to
and
come
variety
on the show. You mean
Louis the Lip. Louis the Lip, okay.
Louis
here we
the
go.
Lip.
Louis the Lip, okay. I'll change it.
Can you imagine that, Norton? After all these years, never telling me about it.
Mm-hmm.
What's the matter, Ralph? I got this this note here from the doctor. See, I went to get an examination, and the doctor sent over this note. Didn't want Alice to see it. Oh well, what to say there, Ralph? I'm in dire straits, Norton. Get a load of this. A condition of arterial monochromium exists. Just make them comfortable.
Warm sauce in mouth.
Give them a pill. I've enclosed some pills. Give them one a day with a cup of warm milk. Let them sleep by the stove. Stove? Hey, Ralph, you better not sleep in that stove. What do you mean?
Yeah.
Well, with your physique there, you sleep in that stove, you're going to gain more weight. You're going to eat more food. Will you shut up?
I thought he'd melt body fat.
Spend most of his time by the stove. Just make him comfortable.
Yeah.
Don't yell at him. I like that part. Don't yell at him, and he may last for 6 months.
No.
Well, there it is, Norton. In 6 months, I'm going. Gee, Ralph, it couldn't come at a better time. What do you mean, a better time? Well, you go in 6 months, I could inherit your bowling ball. What is the matter with you? To realize I haven't lived life yet, and this note says I'm going to die in 6 months? What am I going to do? I got nothing to leave Alice. What am I going to leave or not? Wait a minute. The wheels are turning. Wait a minute. Why don't you go to science, and will your body to science, and if you pay by the pound, you'll be left a millionaire. Oh, shut up. What I'm going to do, 6 months. Wait a minute, Rob, wait. Why don't you do what a friend of mine did, sell a story to a magazine.
Okay.
Yeah. They buy stories like that, you know. People like to, well, you know, people are weird. They sit around and they wait for somebody to drop dead. Matter with you. Hey, wait a minute. That's not a bad idea. Go down the magazine. Maybe they'll give me $5,000 for this story.
There you go.
Come on, Norton. Joe, the fella outside, he says he got some story that we never heard anything like this before, and he won't go away. Well, get rid of him. I can't see him. But he's insisting. Oh, all right. Send him in. How you doing, fellas? You guys got a nice magazine and everything. I've read it and all that, and I got a story you're not going to believe. Well, or maybe some other time. We don't have time right now. Here, now put this over there. Yeah, now. But you got to listen to me. I don't want the money for me. I want it for my wife, Alice. I only have 6 months to live. Well, what's your story? Well, that's it. Yeah, you don't believe me? Here. Here's the doctor's letter, the doctor's note. Hey, Joe, look at this. His hair's going to fall out, get bald, tongue turn blue. Hey, that's a great angle there. When his tongue starts turning blue, we'll do a color spread on him. All right, Mr. Crandon, we're going to do your story right up until the day you drop dead.
Sorry.
Woo! Yeah. Then he goes home, see? And he finds out that the report wasn't from a regular human doctor. It was from a veterinarian.
That's right.
Dog? A dog? What am I going to do?
Yeah.
I took the money. I could get 20 years. I took it under false pretense. I got to think.
Oh, don't think, Ralph. Because if you think, you'll only get in trouble.
Girl, you leave me alone. I got a choice of 20 years or dying in 6 months, and she says I'm going to get in trouble. If I could only find a doctor, doctor who could cure arterial monocromia. Where are you going to find a doctor like that, Ralph, when you don't even have it? They don't know that. Wait a minute. Norton, would you do this for me? Don't touch me, Ralph. I'm spoiled.
Woo! Oh, God.
And then they go down. Now just don't be nervous or anything, or just Norton walks in with a little doctor bag. He's got a little bag with him. Just sit down and relax, and everything's going to be... I can't sit down, Ralph. It's not sterile. Hey, you stop that with that sterile. Well, Mr. Crandon, how are you feeling? This is Dr. Norton. Doctor? Just where do you practice medicine? Oh, I don't have to practice it. I know it. Woo! I told him a story about the dog. He said, that story's even better than the one where you're going to die in 6 months.
Hey,
let me use the story, and you don't know what I've been through, Alice. Saucer of warm milk with a pill. Looking in the mirror, wondering when my hair's falling out. Looking at my tongue all day.
Ah!
Did you have to give me blueberry pie? All right, Interstate Frolics.
Yeah.
Around the world.
Oh.
Let's see, who we got coming in? We got Lauren Hardy. Louie will be here later.
Yeah, he will.
Louie's going to do an imitation of Jerry Lewis.
All right.
And I don't know, we'll have a couple of different skits. I'll tell you about, we're going to tell you about Jimmy Dinigan with the lamppost.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, when I was a kid, you know, Jimmy was weird. And, oh, we got something that you won't hear anywhere else.
Uh-oh.
This is exclusive, folks. We have the conversation between Andy Cuomo and his mother.
Oh, no.
Now, nobody has this, see. We had a... Oh, you don't know what we had to go to get this.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I had to take the producer's children to the movies and buy them ice cream and everything.
Uh-oh.
But we got it, and we're going to play it.
Yeah.
And hold on to your hats, because once this hits the airwaves, you may never hear Inner Sight again.
Uh-oh.
That's coming up. Brought to you by the Big East Takeda Rescue, Inner Sight. I want to thank them for all the sending me all that dog food.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, it's a good thing I have a dog. Otherwise, again, I'd be up to my dog food would be up to the ceiling by now.
Oh, yeah. Then we
all
have
right,
to
Inner Sight, Big East. 609-388-7004. This is the Follies, dedicated to the memory and the honor of Joseph Arion.
Yes.
And Joanne Diamond, the Akita lady, Tom's River, New Jersey. You want a great dog? Get the Akita. Adopt an Akita. All right. Inner Sight. All the beautiful children of the world. Watch out for them. Take care of them. And we remember those who passed on. We honor them.
Yeah.
Yeah, Corey Avante, little Tommy.
Aww.
Baby Royalty. And Ollie Campbell, to mention a few of them.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight reminds you, go an extra mile for a child. All right. Let's see, Kennedy Realty, one of our benefactors, Kennedy Realty, Islip, New York, 631-888-1186. Want to buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info, call Mr. Kennedy. Yeah. Hey, how about the Able News? You got the Able News over there?
Yes, I do. Able is a newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 31 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. ABLE also has that personal page that boasts two manages, a classified section to buy and sell items, and various informative ads by different vendors. ABLE is now online. Visit ablenews.com and sign up for your free subscription today. Back to you, Frank.
Now, you know how you can tell you're important?
What?
When editors from newspapers call you up.
See? It's true.
That means that you're important. I've been getting a call from one editor. She's the editor of four different publications.
Yeah.
Called me again today.
Oh, really?
To apologize that they couldn't fit the Inner Sight article in this magazine, but, now this is an important but she's going to try to get it in next month, and, which is even better, because next month is, I think it's Service Dog.
Next month. Yeah.
But, she said, she apologized, and she said, but I'm going to put it up online on the magazine's website. Now, that's somebody who really cares, see? To have a friend like that who is an editor who really, and because of the article they wrote, I now have an appointment with my congressman.
Yay.
2 weeks from today.
Yeah. I got to write out my plan and let you hear it. And then maybe I'll record it and put it on the nursing home petition. We'll do it that way.
Well, you got to get a committee together. Never mind a plan.
Yeah, I am. I'm doing that, too. I'll record
the All right. Inner Sight around the world. And some of our friends, you know, Good Mojo Printers, Sutton Insurance, Truro Law Center, Sunset Restaurant, the Ice Lip Cleaners, some of the people local here who have contributed to keep this program on the air and alive. Hey, give me what's the latest number? Get that number. You got a number? Hello there. Don't die yet. I need you. Die later.
Hi. I muted myself because the phone was acting crazy, so I muted myself. Hold on.
All right. Give me a number if you got one.
Yeah, well. 108-867. Woohoo!
108,867. All right.
Yeah.
Almost 109,000. We're
going to
make
what?
It.
What? You know the day that we had luck? Was on my mama's birthday. She's up there. I'm telling you. Throwing us luck, Frank.
Your mother's birthday?
Yeah.
Well, what happened on your mother's birthday?
Nothing. She's just sending us luck. I'm telling you. That was the day that we had an increase. That was on July 17th, and then people just, you know, listened to it in the archives. What did we listen to that day? Hold on.
I don't know. July 17th. What was,
let me look.
What was the show that night?
Yeah, well, I'll find out. Hold on. That is cool.
Oh, that's back in July.
Yeah. Oh, Man of Glad. No,
all
there was
right,
nothing
in a sight.
July 17th. But that must have been Mad or Glad, or must have been Friday Night Follies, one of the two that, you know, went up. And those are two shows they really like. So either we're mad or we're happy with the Follies. But it must have been in between because it was no weekend show. It was one of our shows.
All right, you need dog food, cat food. Call my buddy Gary. Nobody starved on Long Island. 631-484-3085. So don't forget, for the dog food and the cat food, and you know, he's got to give it away because can't keep that stuff too long.
Yeah, I know.
He'll
be
invaded
by
cats and dogs.
Yeah, a lot of dog food, not that much cat food. That was just about a month ago. I don't know if he switched over and has more cat food now.
But he was really working on getting people to have the dog food because he didn't want it to go bad.
All right, 631-484-3085. You need any food. And talk to him about veterinarian services if you need that. Inner
yeah.
Sight Frolics around the world, and you know, we all know about Governor Cuomo and his recent escapades, or shall we say charades, around the office.
Yeah.
You know, maybe even around the New York State water cooler. Now, if he charaded around the water cooler, he's dumber than he looks.
Yeah, I know.
Because everybody could see that.
Oh, yeah.
And people probably took pictures of it, see?
I won't go.
Anyway, we contacted one producer of an unknown, the station shall remain anonymous because we're not going to divulge our... sources, as they say in the business. And not only that, we don't want to get the business. Anyway. And we contacted this guy, and he wasn't very nice to us. And, you know, I had to appeal to him. I told him, well, you know, I'll let your little children could touch my dog, and I'll take them for ice cream, and I'll buy them some, you know, and take them down to the local Walmart, and they could pick out whatever toy they want, you know. Cost me a couple $100, folks, to get this thing, this tape you're going to hear, all right? So finally he said, all right, you want it that bad.
Yeah.
So he gave me an audio, no video.
Yeah, well, it's good.
He said, I'm not giving you anything visual, only audio. So anyway, here it is on Inner Sight. Nobody else has this tape.
It's exclusive.
Andy. What the hell's the matter with you? You never acted like that. It's a good thing your father's not here. He's probably turning over in his grave.
Ma, I didn't do it, Ma.
You didn't do it? Well, you sure look pretty stupid up there for a guy who didn't do it. They got all kinds of pictures. And what about all those women? I could see if one or two of them maybe lie, but 11 of them? It doesn't look too good, Andy. You disgraced the family. Now what are we going to do? Now they want to fire you. That means... If you die, I won't get your pension.
Ma, you're 90 years old.
I don't care. I still want to live. I want that pension.
That's right.
Woo!
Ma, will you calm down? You're gonna get a heart attack.
Yeah, I can't afford to get a heart attack. Because now you're going to get fired and you won't have any salary. What am I going to do? And your stupid brother standing there grinning like a moron. Woo! What's the matter with you? That nice fella with the dog called you up. Frankie Perino. I remember him. Your father loves him. He helped him. Why didn't you talk to him on the phone, you stupid ass? You're a real ass. I'm not going to call you Governor Andy Cuomo anymore. We're going to call you Andy the Ass.
You too.
Ma, please, I feel bad enough.
Well, you're going to feel worse because I'm going to release this tape to Fox News.
Oh,
to Mr. Murdoch.
No, Ma, don't do that, Ma.
Woo!
Ooh, he's in trouble now.
Don't ever come to my house again. I don't trust you around my friends, especially if they're women. You're dirty, no good perverts. Get off!
I just have one question. How come all the women sound like Gabriel's mother and all the men sound like Gabriel?
Well, there it is, folks. The exclusive footage of Andy Governor Cuomo and his mom, Matilda. Very nice lady, by the way.
Oh, she is. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. In a sight. Yeah. Boy, I got so many stories from school, you know.
Oh, yeah. So do I.
This was in the middle of the winter. Now, I got to tell you, so, Jimmy was a weird kid, you know. So in the middle of the winter, I think it was February, cold, started snowing, you see. And Jimmy saw this movie over Christmas. He saw this movie with the Christmas story, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And in this movie, this kid... He sticks his tongue on the lamppost.
That's a good idea.
and the tongue, it's so cold, the tongue gets frozen to the lamppost, and the teacher gets, oh my God, you know, hysterical. She looks out the window, you know. Anyway, Jimmy decides, he says, Miss Mom, I gotta go outside. I don't feel good. I gotta go outside and get some air. Jimmy, sit down.
he goes
outside. So he sneaks out.
Jimmy, get back here.
And he's running. And it's all snow out there with ice. And he goes up to the lamppost.
I'm in the movie. I'm gonna do it in the movie. And he
spits his tongue. And Janie says,
oh, my God, where's Jimmy? Is Jimmy on the lamppost?
And Jimmy sticks his tongue out, and he's trying to get his tongue to freeze to the lamppost.
Not that easy, Jimmy.
And in the meantime... Miss Ma calls the principal, Kramer, see?
Uh-oh.
And he comes up from the basement. Kramer had an office in the basement. I don't know why the hell it is. All the way down to the basement. They used to call him the little rat.
Oh, wow.
So he comes up, and he comes in to visit the class. You know, is Jimmy absent today?
No, he's not. He's outside.
Outside? It's cold out. What's he doing outside? So Kramer goes over to the window, and he looks at his... Oh, my God. He's trying to kiss the pole. I think he finally flipped. He's trying to...
I want to see Jimmy kiss the pole. I'm going outside.
No, Janie, sit down. And then he finally, after about a half an hour out there, he comes in. He says, I can't turn up the heat. I'm cold. Miss Ma is so befuddled by this time. She says, Jimmy, sit down. Leave your coat on and sit down. So he couldn't get his tongue to stick to the pole. And then Miss Moss said, well, they probably used some glue. Oh, it's a good idea. Miss Moss got any glue. Jimmy, shut up. He was going to take the glue and go back outside.
and stick. Oh, my.
Oh, he was, that kid was something, man. He was all over the place.
Just Coleman.
All right. In a sight, Frolics, 213-816-1650. And we'll take a phone call. I've got to do Lauren Hardy, but we're going to take a phone call.
You want to do Lauren Hardy first or a phone call?
Huh?
You want to do Laurel and Hardy first or the phone call?
No, let's do the phone call for Maureen.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Yeah, hi, Frank. I didn't get your message till this morning. I was on with the hostage the night last night, so. But she's got
message, so.
Yeah, she's doing great. I went today to see her. Full checkup, and they just put down that she was fatigued. That's all.
Fatigued?
Yeah.
Today
what
she,
did they do?
They
sent her over to the hospital to make their last money on her, huh?
Yeah, probably.
Yes. That's about it. They said she was unresponsive. They probably put a pillow over her face
Yeah. You know, they probably are delaying it as much as they could.
I'm sorry.
I said they probably delayed. They wanted to delay it as much as they could, you know? Get money.
Yeah. They probably did that to get the oxygen level down. I was going to the bank yesterday, and I'm on my way, and I'm in the accessor ride, and all I hear on the phone call is, was unresponsive. So they were taking it. But as soon as they put the oxygen on, she was fine. And I was like, boy, there's a lot of echo on this phone. I don't know. So I actually got to go to the hospital. At first, they weren't letting anyone in because it was full. And they said I could have 5 minutes with her. Then I had a half hour. And she's just like her old self. She called out to me. She grabbed my hand. We were talking. So she doesn't have COVID. I don't have COVID. Everything is covered. She's had a full checkup now, and everything's good. So.
Where is she now? Where's Mary now?
She's back in the nursing home. They brought her back this morning.
Oh, great.
So we just have to find. The only problem now is we have a truck and we have helpers. We just don't have a driver to drive the truck. They're moving there.
Of course.
We have to find a mover.
What did they say? What did they say? If anything was wrong, well, why did they send her to the hospital?
Well, her oxygen level had dropped. That's why I said they probably put a pillow. I was kidding.
They have her
closed.
They have her on oxygen.
Yeah, after it dropped, they put her on oxygen and they took her to the hospital. And yes, but as soon as they put the oxygen on, she was okay. And then when I got to the hospital, she had oxygen and an IV going. So today the nursing supervisor told me, she, you know, everything's great. He went over everything. She ate her lunch 75%. She drank her beverage all up. And then when I got there, like an hour and a half, 2 hours later, she wanted a hamburger.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, but
I like that.
Maureen, is she normally on oxygen regularly?
No, it's because her oxygen level dropped. Well, you know, the last few days, she just wasn't exactly right. Even when we went up the other day, I called her and I said, guess where I am? I'm in your room. I'm looking out your window. She just wasn't really that, you know, responsive. So I called Oh, even when I visited her on, what day did I go this week? Wednesday. She just wasn't herself. So I called the nursing supervisor, and he said, oh, everything's fine, everything's good, she's okay. And then by the next morning, she goes to the hospital because her oxygen level fell.
Yeah, I wonder if there's something, I wonder if there's some kind of a contaminant in that nursing home that's causing a problem.
This happened a couple years ago, too. And it happened, I think, one other time before that. But it hasn't happened, like, for a couple years. Well, of course, you can't open a window. You can't open a window
That's no good.
And, I know. And, like, today when I got there, the air was on. Then it got a little cold, so they turned it off. And my mom got hot, and so did I. And we said to the nurse, you know, can you? Oh, no, it's not. It's cool in here. What the hell is the, you know, I must say, most of the nurses there are not too pleasant. Some of them are, but a lot of them are not too. Like, they'll come into the room. They don't even speak. Plus, my phone case was on the floor. And the one picked it up, which is nice of her, but she put it on the table where my mom's stuff goes. Is that sanitary?
No.
And it's been on the germy floor?
No.
I'm glad she'll be getting out, you know, and she's glad, too. And we took down her stuff off the bulletin board in the window, so we did that together, and she wanted to go today, but, I mean, obviously we can't, so... She was more herself. Oh, yesterday in the emergency room, she was great. Today she was good, too. But her voice is off because there's no air coming in from outside. You know, you need a little fresh air. I know lots of times she was hoarse even at home when the air conditioner was going a lot. I was hoarse when I was laying in front of the fan, you know, my friends, too. You know, so we'll be glad to get her home and have central air, and that'll be good, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you could open the windows.
That too.
Oh yeah, we got four windows we can open. You know, four windows. I mean, here, what kind of a place? Oh, my friend told me they're not letting them open the windows in any nursing home anymore. They just want to kill. They want to kill the old people.
Oh, that's a mistake.
That's
that is a mistake. Hmm?
That's bad.
That is.
That it is.
Yeah,
fresh
but Woodcrest Dry Harbor, you could open it a certain amount and then it closed. But this, I was told somebody tried to, you know, jump out once years ago and they, you know.
What, do you blame them? Who the hell would want to stay in a place like that?
Exactly. I'm sure the window is very tempting.
I wouldn't want to stay in there if you paid me a large amount of money to stay there. That's not
Oh, did you hear about the guy with the did you hear about the guy with the water balloon? He was gonna throw the water balloon out the window and the window was closed, he almost drowned.
So everything's all set except we have to find a driver now. We don't we're all set. There's always a little,
yeah.
You know, snag and snow gonna, you know, in the way. So I'm sure we'll get somebody.
I was kind of pissed off when I went back to the nursing home with my mom because they had her in two different rooms. They had her in a quarantine room, and then they also had her in a room that, you know, I'm amazed that they had her in a quarantine room and they didn't put her back into the other room, and she was ready to pass on. I don't know. It just was not a good thing. I'd rather her have been in her, you know, old room, and then they take that to a person. Because all her stuff was there, and it would have been good to, you know, give her some semblance of normality while she was passing, honestly.
Right. Well, you know what was weird? You know, this Delta thing that's going to come and kill everybody, you know, the Delta virus. I went to the hospital yesterday. It was the only place that I didn't hear the word COVID or Delta.
Oh.
We didn't hear one thing. We didn't have to use hand sanitizer. We weren't asked, were we vaccinated? Did we have a test? We weren't asked anything. So I just went with the mask. That was it. So how bad could this thing be? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all exaggerated.
I think so.
There was nobody dying in the hallway.
Really,
and I didn't hear one person call. I mean, how bad could this thing be?
Did you see any dead bodies around?
Oh, God forbid.
No.
Really?
No, they didn't. I can't say I saw any dead bodies.
That is the
answer. Nobody.
I know.
Any refrigerated trucks.
Well, I would have gone in there and said, listen, Doc, this place is kind of dull. Can you get out a few dead bodies and just kind of scatter them around, you know, to make me feel good? Then at least I'll know that Dr. Farty is telling the truth.
There you go.
Farty's bodies. Farty's bodies.
Yeah, now Freddy doesn't have a party anymore.
Yeah. Gee, you know what I was thinking a minute ago? What are all these people going to do when one day they wake up and there's no more virus?
Yeah, right?
They're not going to have nothing to do anymore.
That's right.
I know. When is that going to happen? I can't wait for the day.
Right?
I'm so sick of hearing that. Oh, my God. It was actually refreshing not to have to hear it yesterday. It was amazing.
Yeah.
I had to go to the hospital with my poor mom not to hear COVID or Delta.
Yeah, but let me tell you, really, you know, I had a nightmare with, you know, my cousin and everything this week and yesterday. And, you know, I'm so sick of this virus. And everything's, you know, I wanted to just take my cousin and hang her by her feet, honestly. Honestly, it's getting annoying. Very.
Get rid of her.
I am, Frank. I'm thinking of what you said, and I'm really thinking of going down and getting an order of protection. I don't normally do that. I'm really, really, you know, fed up now. Now I am.
I want to go fight with the Arabs, not with you. That's it.
Yeah.
All right, Inner Sight. Lauren Hardy. Louie's coming up, too.
Yeah, he is.
You
got
to get Louie to imitate Jerry Lewis.
Oh, I can't
okay,
wait.
Okay, guys. All right. Go get Louie and Louie.
All right. Glad Mary's
okay,
good.
Yeah.
Get her out of there as soon as you can.
Oh, no.
Don't leave her.
Thursday,
get her out.
Thursday today.
Okay.
Thursday today.
You too,
take
sweetheart.
Care, guys.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Take care. All good. All right. Inner Sight. Frolic. Don't forget we're on television Wednesday night, Manhattan Neighborhood Network. 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit, and Thursday night, Altis, they call it Altis, I don't know, I think they call it that because the guy doesn't have all his teeth who runs it, but anyway. Altis, what a name. You want Altis? You want me to give you now Altis, or do you want two teeth? How many teeth do you want?
Because I could give you no teeth, quickly.
I got an email today from China. Oh, I got to tell you about this.
I have old teeth,
but I'm afraid to open my mouth.
Ah.
Why is that? Because my old teeth can fall out if I open my mouth.
So what does he want to do?
7:30, Channel 20 on the.
Okay.
And you'll see all teeth. All right, Inner Sight. I got this email before we go to Lauren Hardy.
Yeah.
I got this email. Get a load of this from China. Like a Chinese. I think it was a woman. I don't know. Her name was, I can't even think of it. Rekota Maya.
Oh, jeez.
China, see. And she sent me this email. She said this guy died in a plane crash in the Indian Ocean, see. What do I know? I said, wait a minute. I said, I'm not Indian. I don't know anything about Indian Ocean. So anyway, okay. And she said, he left, and they're waiting. This guy died, see, and they're waiting for him to come back to the bank to claim his $27 million. So they waited for years and years and years, and he never came back, you know. And then they found out on the website of Malaysia Airlines. Boy, they must have really made this up.
Really good.
That he died, you know. Him and his family, him, the wife, and the child, 50, 51, and 52, the numbers on the list. You know. And now we have nobody to give now money for this man who left money here, and now come, we have to send to United States, we give you half. Just imagine that out of the blue, they picked me, Frank Perino. They give me half this money.
Only if you pay a certain amount of money to safe transit to the United States, $1.
Yeah, and they quoted the website, too, with from the Indian Ocean and all that. Well, I didn't answer
that's
it,
cool.
But if I answer, I'd say, well, you take the ocean, and I'll take the money, and I'll be in Scotland before you.
Yeah, I got special card for you to use. I'll go get one of those gift cards and make it a $1 gift card and then send them the number. Put it on that.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
All right, give me some Lauren Hardy music.
Yeah. I just can't get it right now. I can't see it. Hold on.
You don't have
give
to
me a
see
second.
It. Just hit it.
Well, how am I going to know? I
hit,
could
hit,
hit all the ones and not be
it. Is. Well, Stanley, I finally got it. Well, I hope it's not catching. No, it's not that. What have you got, trench foot or footprint? I haven't got either one. I've got an idea how we're going to become rich. Well, what happened to the one last week? You know what happened. We ran out of peppermint, and we couldn't make the candy. But this week, we got a better business. The Better Business Bureau? No. We're going to sell pretzels with glue on them.
Yeah.
Pretzels? With glue? What do you need glue for if you're going to have a pretzel? Well, you see, a lot of people love pretzels. So I got an idea that one side of the pretzel will have glue. That way, a mother who's making dinner can eat the pretzel and stick it on her mouth while she's making the dinner. Stick it on the mouth and how do you eat it? You just eat it. Boy, what a mess she must be. No, no, we're going to have it with what they call those little handy wipes.
There you go.
That's it. So, now look, Stanley. Here you are. Here's your first pretzel. Well, I don't like pretzels, but this is different. You're going to advertise the business. Now go on, put your hat on. Now go on outside and stand under the lamppost light. Why do I have to stand under the lamppost? So everybody can see you.
Yeah.
Oh. Now, stick this pretzel like that on your mustache. Now, doesn't that taste good? It tastes horrible. Just horrible. Me mustache is floating away, Ollie. Me mustache, help, help.
Time.
What are you birds doing now? Take that stupid thing off your face.
We got a.
You look like
time.
A moron as it is. Now you look worse.
We have Louie, too. That we never got.
Here's another fine mess you've got me into. Well, I just got a 60-second,
Yeah, I know. Me too. I heard it. That's
signal.
Weird.
Hey, we'll see you
what?
Monday, Matt. Glad. Sorry about that, Lou. We got carried away Mr. Cuomo and his mom.
Yes, right.
In his sight. Come on, world, in the sun.
Good night, everybody.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.